OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
got me shaking my hips. The world's going crazy. They want control of our minds, though. But I got something for them. They ain't gonna give mine stuff. I'm shaking my head. Walking down Compton Boulevard, straight chilling. I got a nice groove, I'm enjoying my feeling. Some OG bangers tried to get up in my business. Little homie, where you from? Is you blunting or you crippling? I told them I don't bang, so they didn't bring the drama. Now I'm back on my way to see my son and baby mama. She going on me, cause she didn't get her check. Coming all incorrect, out the side of her neck. Talking about your son need new shoes. Last ones that I bought, you gave them to your nephews. You looking for anything you can bring up?
Yeah.
You need to clean up. I heard about you running with them low lights. But your girl don't like me, so she don't like her. Devil in the dress, bring your evil to the entice her. You got my son in them pissy ass sight, and I'm going like. And I'm going like. Shaking my head. And I'm going like. And I'm going like. Shaking my head. Crooked ass crooks keep talking about terror. The real terrorists are the LA County Sheriff. My baby mother blew me, so I went and shot ball. Headed back to the spot, cops threw me on the wall. My point asked me about drugs. Pat in my pocket to see where the weed was. Took the beer I bought, trying to get a buzz. In my red and black J, so they thought I was a blood. Then they asked me, did I know a couple whores? I told them no, then they got hardcore. I was headed to the crib, which y'all roughing me up for.
Here's what it is,
when you black and you poor. At least I can say it ain't no thing against me. Just the way that it is for a minority. Day of a black man,
that's how it is.
They locked me up cause I ain't have my ID. And I'm going like. And I'm going like. Shaking my head. And I'm going like. And I'm going like. Shaking my head. One Afghan is stupid than a motherfucker. Thought it would be done, still going like a motherfucker. Innocent people are getting killed like a motherfucker. It's the Bible versus Quran and the war against people of color. Don't be a fool to the master's plan.
Nah,
don't be a fool to the master's plan. I mean, hypocrites, bigots, out-ass midgets. If you want it, you get it. Nobody's off limits. It's the new world all the way. It's just a theory, but I think y'all trying to turn the whole world gay. If I don't wanna accept it, then I don't have to. Next time I see a drag queen, I can laugh too. I think y'all showing favoritism. Cause if I crack a joke about them, now that's considered racism. This little sick ass country of mine, to keep it inside the gun line. And I'm going like. And I'm going like. Shaking my head. And I'm going like. And I'm going like. Shaking my head.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B, and you are tuned in to the E-Buzz right here on EOTMRadio.com. Thanks for joining us tonight. The segment tonight is part of a new series of shows titled Correcting the System of Unequal Justice. My name is Carla B, for the first-time listeners, and I actually host this show with the founder of New Order Human Rights Organization out of Atlanta, Gerald E. Rose. And with that, I think we have Gerald Rose on or not at this point, but he'll be calling in. But until then, let me just update you guys on a couple of things. Number one, if you are happening to be streaming live from the EOTMRadio.com page, we would love for you to like us there. That way you would be able to receive alerts to future shows so you wouldn't miss any new show or old show under the EOTM Radio Network. So make sure you do that, if you will. And then also feel free to follow me on Twitter. My Twitter ID is EOTMPR, and send me a message, mention me there, and I'll be sure to follow you back. We definitely have an exciting show today. We're talking about some breaking Atlanta news, if you will, amongst other things. But one thing in particular that's close to my heart, we'll be speaking about the Aaron Hatcher case and the recent indictment of Fulton County teacher or former teacher Melanie Pickens. So we'll definitely be speaking with her. So make sure you guys hold tight for the duration. You definitely don't want to miss that. But let's take a really quick commercial break. We'll come right back, y'all, and get into it. Hold tight.
Zimmerman confessed to the shooting, claiming self-defense. Martin's family says he was murdered.
Two young boys are arraigned in the brutal beating of a 94-year-old man.
11 and 15 years old were arrested earlier this week.
School officials knew teachers were abusing Aaron, but didn't stop it.
Obviously don't care about the special needs kids and their condition.
They knew everything. They knew both incidents, and they did nothing about it.
I'm serious.
According to the district's own investigation, Aaron was first abused by Melanie Pickens at Hopewell Middle School in 2007. As CBS Atlanta first reported last year, school officials covered up the abuse of at least six students.
Join Carla Simpson of EOTM Radio and Gerald Rose of New Order Human Rights Organization. Tune in July 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's talk about correcting the system of injustice. Don't just listen. Do something. Call in 718-664-6543. Tune in on EOTMRadio.com. That's July 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's stop this mess in the U.S.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wondering what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Made, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
So welcome back, y'all. This is your girl, Carla B. You're tuned in to the eBuzz right here on EOTMRadio.com. And definitely let me just encourage you really quick. If you are streaming live, make sure you like our radio page. And then also you want to be sure to visit us online at www.eotmblog.com. We have a lot of really great stuff there. We've actually been online for the past 7 years, really dishing out the latest in politics, of course, entertainment, all the major Hollywood red carpets and such. So make sure you follow us there so you can stay abreast to everything that we're doing. And if you happen to be on Facebook, you can always visit www.facebook.com/EOTM.media, and then you'll be able to follow us there on Facebook as well. And we are actually waiting on Gerald E. Rose to call in, founder of New Order Human Rights Association out of Atlanta. But until we bring him on, I definitely want to bring on a couple of his colleagues. Number one, we have Kirby here, and Kirby, at this time, I want to unmute the phone line just so you, I mean, I know that you've been on hold, and I just wanted to bring you aboard to share exactly what it is that you do. Are you part of New Order Human Rights Organization, or are you just a fan?
Actually, I today was the first day I had the opportunity to meet Gerald today. I spoke with him at his office, and I want to tell you this. This is a sharp brother. He enlightened me to a lot of things, and the things I looked at it from a different perspective after speaking with him. Because I came to him with the situation, and he listened and gave me some insight. So I'm actually going to be joining the organization very shortly here. Today was just my first day.
Okay. Okay, that's what's up. Well, they're definitely doing a lot of great things. So kudos to you for being a part of a New Order organization. I'm going to give Gerald a little bit of time to call in, but yeah. I do want to open up the phone lines for, I think, Walter out of Atlanta. Were you just listening in, Walter, or did you have a couple words in regards to New Order or even the Aaron Hatcher case? Alrighty. Okay, he wasn't unmuted. Walter, yeah. We got you unmuted now. Hey, did you want to say anything or were you just listening?
Yeah, I wanted to say something. I came across Gerald today. He's actually a homeboy of mine from my hometown in Toledo. And coincidentally, I went online to do some research and I pulled him up because I used to see him on television all the time in Atlanta on TV on the news. So
okay.
I decided to pull him up and give him a call, and today was the first day I got back in contact with him. So I'm trying to see what he's doing and then probably put my input in helping his organization.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, he'll definitely be calling in a minute. I want to let the individuals that are calling in for the first time for EOTMRadio.com. This show right here is called Correcting the System of Unequal Justice. It's a progressive talk radio show, and we've actually partnered with New Order just to be able to bring kind of sort of some mainstream media, just important topics that mainstream media, you know, aren't talking about. So we definitely wanted to be able to create some avenue for, you know, just the people that need it, so to speak. So I want, if you guys could just hold tight, we'll take a really quick break. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have Gerald E. Rose of New Order on the line with us. Hold tight, y'all.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Get high.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media. Attention, attention, all independent artists. Allow EOTM to use their expertise and create the buzz you deserve. Email them today for a free marketing analysis, marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. That's marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. Internet Mad.
Yeah.
I just love that song. I do. That song right there was by, and I just had a brain fart. I'll remember her name in a minute, but that was called Dang Bang. And she's a good friend of ours. Danny Walker. I should shoot myself in the toe or something, but yeah. Danny Walker, that was Danny Walker with Bang Bang. But we are back. This is Carla B. I have my co-host on the line with me also, Gerald E. Rose, founder of New Order Human Rights Organization. And at this time, considering a little bit of technical difficulties, but I do want to go ahead and bring Gerald E. Rose to the line. What's good with you, Gerald?
Good evening, Carla. How you doing?
I'm super good. I'm always great after listening to Danny Walker's Bang Bang. That just does something to me, gets me in that mood to party. But, you know, I guess I need to calm down a bit because this is kind of a serious topic. So what's been up with you? It's been a minute since we've been on air together.
Well, it's been busy as usual trying to help all God's children. The organization has grown. Since the last time we did this show, God has continually to bring some good people into the organization. I can always say it's never I, it's we. We to solve issues in this community. Gerald cannot do this by himself. I was having some difficult time, but two young men that you was interviewed before I got on the show, like my homeboy from Toledo and Brother Curry Frazier, who I met today, came down to our office and, you know, trying to assist him. Eventually, he seen what he liked, and he wanted to be a part of the program. So I just can say that I have a wonderful staff that's doing great things, and we're just excited about the challenge in front of us, and we're going to continue to move forward and try to redirect our communities. You know, because we have a lot of things going on, Again, I'm glad to be a part of this program. I'm glad that we're back on the air to get out and put up real issues.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. Gerald, for our new listeners out there that are probably tuning in for the first time and have no clue what your organization is about, New Order Human Rights Organization, can you share with them a little bit about it?
Like you said, we're new and we're in order. We are a human rights organization. We're there for the people, regardless, no creed, color, or race. We speak up for your rights. We can bring you legal representation. We do a lot of mentoring to the youth. Of course, if your rights has been violated, we'll be the first organization to step into the front lines to fight for you. We consider the voice for the voiceless. We are a second generation. Our former leaders who died for us, because somebody has to continue and pick up the torch and go with it. And I could say that's what we're doing. We're not a perfect organization. I guarantee you we're more grassroots. We take our work very seriously. I remember my life has been threatened several times doing this type of work. But, you know, God got my back, and I'm just going to continue to do the work that is needed.
Right. And you guys are doing a great job. Just to piggyback on that a little bit, just to let the new listeners know what this show is about, correcting the system of unequal justice. We're just, you know, joining with New Order, and we're looking to provide and bring a comprehensive, if you will, game plan with the hopes of challenging every decision maker to be responsible for fairness and dignity towards others with measurable actions. And I know just being in social media, we have the opportunity to meet so many different people that are dealing with so many different issues. And I think just on Facebook, just the different things that come in front of us every day with men that are incarcerated, you know, according to them, of course, wrongly convicted, and just, you know, so and then, you know, young African-American men being brutalized by different police officials across the country. It's just so much stuff. But, of course, as you said, New Order isn't just a black and white thing. It's a little bit of everything, and you try to tackle issues affecting not just blacks, not just whites, but every nation, every creed. So again, I definitely am kudos to you, Gerald. We have about 30 minutes left, so I definitely want to dive into it. I know that I wanted to, or at least you and me too, because we both have some interest in the case, the Aaron Hatcher case, and the recent indictment by the grand jury in Atlanta for the teacher, the former teacher, Melanie Pickens. So your organization, Gerald, played a big part in helping get this teacher indicted. So did you want to, can you touch on how that happened, you know, how you and your organization made that happen? I think that's a great, great thing.
Oh, that was a very, very small victory, but I can tell you, Carla, we have a long way to go. There is another teacher, Kathy Durden, that is a target right now. But what we did, we protested in front of the Fulton County DA office weekly. It was only a few of us, but it made a difference. We did not leave. We had a phone rally that was going on through my members, and of course, Brother Ron Anthony Daly, saying that, you know, we were concerned about what happened. And Melanie Pickens, we feel that she was blamed, some of the blame of allegedly abusing Ron's son. And eventually we got into the office, me and Ron and Natalia Cook and one of my members met with Paul Howard, explaining to him that there's been a lot of cover-up, there's much evidence that this teacher was abusing Aaron Hatcher. And all of a sudden, after we met with Paul Howard, after about three or four protests in front of his office, we received a phone call saying that Melanie Pickens will be indicted, you know,
right.
And I was like, you know, I kind of shed a tear because I've been fighting with Ron for about maybe 2 years, but Ron been going through that since 2004, so I can imagine this has been a victory. But he said, Gerald, our work is not done yet. We need, we have semi-justice. Kathy Durden is actually the one that put this illegal neck brace around my son. And we feel that could have been the cause of death. So now we're redirecting on that. It's the fact that you hear a lot of things about Paul Howell, but I can only say that they did come forward and then stepped up and brought indictments against Melanie Pickens. But like I said, we're excited at the same time. We have a long journey to go, but that was a victory, and I was just pleased on the decision that was made.
Right, right. Me too. And our company, EOTM, we are a new media company which encompasses TV, radio, and public relations. So our public relations team helped behind the scenes as well. We've been dealing with him for the past 2 years, dealing with the Ronald Hatcher family. So and we've definitely seen exactly, you know, how you guys go about doing things. And I, at this point, I'm in California, but I encourage anybody across the country needing, you know, assistance in certain issues, you know, human rights, social justice issues, to definitely contact New World Order, because they are doing some great things and they're definitely making a difference. I know that when me and you spoke a couple of days ago, Gerald, you mentioned about a couple of new projects that your organization was tackling at this point. You want to talk about it a little bit?
Yes. Basically, there are a lot of our own issues going on in our own communities. We got to stop blaming others. We got to stop blaming ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, and here in Atlanta, there be several drive-by shooting people's houses and killing our babies. That's right. Shooting in people's houses and killing our own babies. And it was like back to back to back, and I couldn't take it no more. So I decided to get up and reach out to a family, a young girl who lost her one-year-old child, and her other child was wounded. And I called a press conference to let them know that we need to start blaming our own community and start grabbing our children back. And we decided to jump on that. This past weekend, this was a sad situation, Carla. It was a 13-year-old young lady was carrying a baby for 9 months. The mom and dad never knew. And she delivered a baby. After she delivered the baby, she took the baby outside and put the baby in a shoebox and buried it. And that really touched me. It charged this young girl as an adult, you know. So I went over there to explain my regards on the situation. Also, we gave our condolences to the our baby that was killed in Connecticut. That kind of affected everyone, you know. So we have cases backed up, cases to cases, you know, on the table. You know, there's always something going on. You know, people expect that we have the answers. But we don't have all of the answers. It takes a lot of more people to get involved. I can just thank God that I have a wonderful team that's with me to address these issues. You know, as a young lady that was on my conference call tonight where her son was murdered 10 years ago, they don't have no suspects at all. She asked me, can I kind of shed light to this situation? So there's a lot going on. And, of course, the young man that that was killed in Florida, Jordan Davis, where her mom is actually from Marietta, Georgia, right up here in Atlanta. And he was going to high school in Florida. You probably heard about that case where he was playing his music too loud. Yeah, so kind of reached out to the family because their mom family is here locally in Atlanta. So it's just a lot going on, you know, and I just thank God for you, the EOTM family, supporting New Order. I get a lot of people that's a part of your team that's reaching out saying that we're doing a great job. I just thank you all as well, because without your airways, we cannot get our message out. So I just want to thank you personally for continuing to support New Order. You're doing a wonderful job as well. But
I appreciate that, Gerald. Definitely you guys are too. And it's a beautiful thing, you know, companies like yours and ours, and then just the great partnerships and stuff. But I don't know if you know this, Gerald, but you have, I guess, some of your team was calling in to, I guess, to speak with you and show support for the New Order family. So if you don't mind, we'll open up the phone lines. I know that Kirby was here out of Atlanta a little bit earlier, and he's still on the line. Kirby, you're live on EOTM Radio with the founder of New Order, Gerald E. Rose. So,
thank you, Carla.
No problem.
Yeah, Gerald, how you doing tonight?
Hey, God is good, Kirby. another young brother that's coming to the team, and I met him through a situation that I am going to continue to look into. But we started talking, and he considered to hang around the office. And I think that sometimes people go through things, and it seems like people does not get involved unless they hit home. But for some reason, Kirby stuck around longer as usual, and he told me, you know, his time is limited, but anything that he can do, he's there. He's there for the organization. So, Kirby, I just want to say thank you for just putting that in my heart, man, because we need strong brothers. I have some strong sisters in the organization, Carla, but we need some strong black men, because it takes us really, especially to bring to grab our black men, you know, in the community. So, Kirby, I just want to say thank you, and thank you for your support.
You're welcome. Like I said, Gerald, anytime you think you need to call upon me, you know, it doesn't matter what time it is, just pick up the phone and call me.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
Quick question for you, Kirby.
Yes.
Why do you feel that organizations like the New Order is needed, and then shows such as ours, which is the correcting the system of unequal justice? Why do you think, you know, just platforms such as ours are important to communities?
I really believe that there's a lot of situation that's been going on probably out here under the radar, and then not just in Georgia, maybe all across the United States, that people, their situation they want to deal with, they don't know how to deal with it. They don't know who to turn to. And sometimes, you know, there needs to be somebody that has to be the voice for them. And New Order appears to be now, as I can see, I can tell them listening and speaking to Gerald today, that might be the avenue of approach that needs to be taken now. And the great things that I'm seeing and hearing now that New Order is trying to do in the Atlanta area, and now I'm getting more familiar with the organization. Now, even more so, you know, we have an outlet now to actually get on the radio and talk about these issues. And there'll be a lot of issues going to come up, I guess, in 2013, at the beginning of the year, that a lot of people never really heard about. My situation in particular, maybe one. But I know there's a lot more out there. But now there's an outlet there, and New Order's provided it. And I'm so happy that it's there, and I'm happy that I met Gerald today, too. And he allowed me to really think about and consider some of the things that's been going on, and now I have an avenue to approach. So I'm not the only one out there. I bet you there's 100 more, maybe a million more out there that needs New Order's assistance. So I'm happy that we have something available now.
Right. And what's your background, Kirby?
My background, see, I'm former military. I've been working out in civilian life now for the past 10, 15 years. I went to school at South Carolina State, HBCU. I studied engineering there. Actually, got out of the military in 2002 as a reserve officer. And I've been working out in manufacturing for, I want to say the past 15 years, just on and off, and doing some consulting. But, you know, some of the things I've encountered and seen out here, what's been going on, it flies under the radar. People go into the organization sometimes, don't have mentorship. You know, they want a way to navigate through the process. And sometimes what's missing is the mentorship. Then when they run into a problem, they really don't know how to deal with it or who to turn to. That's why I say I'm so thankful now that New Order is here in Atlanta, and it's an avenue of approach now that people can use.
Right, and that's so true. You're lucky to be in Atlanta. But the great thing about New Order, I believe, is that they're in a lot of different states. Gerald, what states are you guys in now as far as chapters of your New Order organization?
We're in Toledo, Ohio. We're still in Stafford, Virginia. And, of course, we opened up a chapter in Houston. What I've learned, Carla, that this work is very serious, so I downsize, you know, chapters. If you're not serious about doing the work, we feel that we won't need you. So sometimes God tells you that you have to make a change. So we have three chapters, and I'm very satisfied. Four come Atlanta. But the good thing about it that if something happened in your city, you know, you don't hesitate to get up and travel and move. But our latest one is opened up in Houston, Texas, under the leadership of Deborah Cooper Riley, who's also my national public relations person. And she hasn't been on board for a long time, and she's doing a wonderful job. You know, so we had a conference call tonight, Carla, and, of course, Kirby was on there, a lot of people, and we talked about strategizing, first of all, showing unity, Carla, because without unity,
right,
you know, nothing that we can do, you know, and we're staying focused, you know. It ain't all
right
about the cameras. It ain't all about I, it's we, and that's our
mm-hmm
motive. The next two T-shirts that New Order will have is considered we. You know, because we are a team, you know, because you have a lot of organizations that have in-house fighting. And one thing I learned, and I always ask my staff, if you have an issue or you're concerned, please let me know, you know, because I don't like when people hold things in because I'm not perfect. You know, everybody has a talent to bring. Like I say, Kirby, I'm teasing him right now, but I call him the next Eric Holder as my attorney general.
Okay.
You know, for the organization. And we all have titles, but, you know, we're serious about it. No, he's laughing, but, you know, I'm actually really serious on him being with him. But his time is limited, but God is going to work that out. You know, we only meet once a month. We have conference calls. You know, the holidays is coming up. But in the year 2013, we're going to be very busy. We're going to have a rally called Save the Children Awareness March. That's never happened here in Marietta. So we're coming up with ideas. Like I said, we are coming up with ideas that we're very concerned, and I'm just excited. And since I announced the march, I'm getting a lot of support from barbershops, people that want to sponsor it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I'm going to ask you to be a part of it. Ron is doing a wonderful job representing you here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes,
of course, the Ron Anthony Show is doing quite well, you know. So we're just
excited.
Yeah,
you guys are doing some stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely,
yeah.
You got something to be excited about in 2013 and beyond. Definitely, you really do. I want to, Kirby, hold tight.
Yeah.
I want to get to the phone line. There's a Walter on as well, Gerald, that
okay
wanted to say a couple words to you. I'm Walter out of Atlanta. You're live on EOTM Radio.
Hey, Gerald, I wanted to say congratulations on the job that you're doing. I've been paying close attention to you on the news, and you have been doing a wonderful job. I'm very proud of you. Keep up the good work, and we need an organization like this to help out people all across the world, to be honest with you. And, you know, just keep being strong, and I'm by you 100% in what you're doing.
I appreciate that. And one thing about Walter, I kind of shed a tear. We had a long talk today. And when you have a homeboy from Toledo that's in Atlanta that picks up the phone and want to assist you and help out, you know, I was very excited, Carmen. You know, I do have people from Toledo, but they're in other cities. But I have one right in my own backyard, and he said, you know what, Gerald, I can, you know, I can only do so much, but I'm there for you. And me and him, you know, went to high school together. Actually, we were kind of roommates together as well. So it's been many years, but I know Walter. I have been going through some things, and we all go through things. At the same time, now we done reunited in a whole different level, Carla. You know what it is? It's helping our community. You know,
right,
so I'm just excited about that. So, because back then, you know, we was all hanging out and running around and all. But you know what? We never got into no trouble. We was never game banging. We was never out here shooting anybody. You know, we was maybe, you know, going to the clubs and see who could get more girlfriends or whatever. But we wasn't doing the things that's going on right now. And I'm just excited, you know. And we're going to have lunch tomorrow at 1 o'clock so I can really sit down with him and see how he can kind of assist the organization.
That's great. That's awesome. And what's your background, Walter?
Well, my background is I'm a vet also. I served in Operation Enduring Freedom 03, got injured, okay? And, you know, I suffer from depression as a veteran. So I think that would be a very, very good topic in the future because I know
too.
A lot of people suffer also. So I'm also a student, IT student, IT security specialist. And
go boy.
Yeah. and I would like to say I owe it all to God for a position where I'm at right now. So you know, I'm with you, Gerald. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You kinda scared me early, Carla, because, you know, my son got into a situation. And it was all over the internet and all that. And he's an IT specialist. So they told me, you know, well, you know, the thing is that, because when you're on the internet, you know, a lot of people know what's going on. But like I said, his home, you know, I do have a situation with my son, you know, and I'm praying that situation help out, works out. Because it don't matter who you are, something can happen. But it makes me stronger. It makes me stronger as a father to be more stronger, whatever, you know, things like that. So, I'm just excited that the rate that we're going, and I'm just pleased. You know, I tell my daughter, you know, I love her every day. You know, she's in Virginia, you know, and we talk quite often, you know, and she know what I'm doing at the same time, trying to keep her focused. You know, she's 18 now, you know, so I got to still continue to let her know what's really going on out there in this world. There's a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot going on, so we need to watch our surroundings. So I'm just excited. We are on the move. We are a dedicated, dependable, determined team that's going to make changes throughout the mass, throughout the country.
Right. That's awesome. That's awesome, and I'm excited for you and what you guys are doing as well across the country. Gerald, go ahead and share your contact information with our listeners. And then also, I guess before that, though, share the kind of cases that your organization takes.
Well, Carla, you remember Victor Hill, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you hear the good news about Victor Hill?
Well, I did, but I'm not really, I don't necessarily think that he deserves victory, but go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying is that what I, it's just more to the story. I know people have their opinions or whatever, but I just can say that I personally, New Order did not make a bad move in getting involved, especially after looking at the paperwork and documentation and stuff like that. So, you know, things turned around. But, of course, it was Victor Hill. We got involved with Michael Vick when his back was against the wall. When T.I. required to do community service, not supporting Larry, but back then when he was required to do community service, they kind of banned him from Cobb County, and I kind of stepped in on that. We stepped in some stuff that a lot of people don't like to step into, but what's funny is all this situation I'm talking about, God didn't turn a life around, you know, in certain reasons. So the small, of course, when we went to Jackson, Mississippi, with James Craig Anderson was ran over a carload of white teens. We went there to seek justice at first. He was only one charge. We put the spotlight. They end up charging three other people. Being in Anderson, Alabama, you know, seeking justice, spotlight of the continue of racism that's going on there in Anderson, Alabama. So, but the main thing is that our outreach department, Carla, has got stronger. We feed homeless people. We come down from Monday through Friday at our location, get a hot plate. You know, just not on Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's. You know, tomorrow morning you can get up if you're starving and hungry, whatever, you can go down to our office and get something to eat. You know, we had a health fair. I don't know if you follow with this, but we had a health fair. We was telling people to register to vote, people was getting their blood pressure checked. Because, you know, without good health, we can't do nothing.
Right.
So we have different departments, different things that we can bring to the table. You know, I like to run my mouth. I ain't gonna lie to you. A lot of people don't like to be in the front lines, but, you know, I don't mind speaking up, dying for this. And I told my vice president today, for the record, and Walter and Kirby is my witness, if Gerald Rose died tomorrow, New Order don't consider to die. This organization should continue. And I told my vice president, as you being a vice president of the organization, this will be your baby, you know. Pretty soon,
right.
Let's not think that way.
I'm sure, Gerald, you're going to live. You're going to probably outlive everybody. So.
Right. That's my mentality, that everyone should be considered a leader in this organization.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everyone
is
important. No one, even though I'm the president, hey, you know, that's just a title. I just birthed this, but everyone plays a major part in this organization. So.
I could appreciate that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, but that Aaron Hatcher was a victory, not to keep going back to that. But Ron told me, he said, Gerald, you just don't know what you got, you know. And I was just pleased. My secretary got us into his office, you know, to meet with him. And once we got in that office, he looked at us. He looked at Ron, his paper trail was so strong. I mean, we was in there crying, tears. And Paul Howard said, the DA said, you know what, I never told nobody this, but my own sister was disabled, a child.
Right.
And it hit personally. Once that, I knew that we was going to get victory. Something told me, and we did.
Right. And that's such a great thing. It really is. Gerald, hold tight. And everybody, definitely don't go away. We have a few minutes left. We have some callers that we definitely want to get to the phone lines. So let's take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with correcting the system of unequal justice. Hold tight.
Island of Austin! But the very best no MC can
Okay, we're going to cut the music break because we only have about 7 minutes, so we're going to keep it moving with correcting the system of unequal justice. Carla B. here. I, yours truly, and my co-host, Gerald E. Rose, founder of New Order Human Rights Organization nationwide, doing some big, big things. Gerald, we have a caller, and it is Latasha Cook out of Atlanta. What's good with you, Latasha? You're live on air with us.
Well, hello, Carla and Gerald. How's everyone this evening?
Girl, we're good.
Wonderful. I've been listening in to the whole show, and you're just calling in to, first of all, thank you, Carla, for, you know, allowing this platform. And then to Gerald, so, well, you know how I feel about you, Gerald. Thank you for all of your and to where you stepped in for us when no one else would, and they backed away, and that's really appreciated. We had to speak with many, many different organizations, and they know who they are, are now starting to call now, since the news and things, you know, you have a buzz in the case, and things have been generated, and now they see we were not playing, and we knew what we were talking about. They didn't take us seriously at first. Now they know. So I'm just really appreciative that of everybody involved that's really helping us with that. And it's a lot of work to do. There's still a lot of work to be done, but I'm just really appreciative of, you know, the progress thus far.
Right, right. You guys are doing some awesome things.
I must say, Carla, without Latanya Cook, it wouldn't be no Ron Anthony. She was the one that we touched bases on. I guess we're still trying to figure out how we became Facebook friends. I requested her, vice versa, but I must thank Latanya because without her, I wouldn't know Ron. And she was the one that came to me and explained what was going on over the phone. Just over, I never met her in person. Say, hey, can you help on this young man about her son, his son, I'm sorry, was allegedly murdered, and we met, and as of right then, we've been off and running, and I will continue to have Ron back until justice is served. So, Latanya, I want to say thank you as well for bringing Ron onto the situation. You as the producer for the Ron Anthony talk show, she's doing a wonderful job, Carla. You know,
yes,
we kind of shit around a lot. We said, Gerald, all you want to do is take pictures. and things like that. But in the meantime, we're serious. I just want to thank Latanya. She's a very important part of the team as well on helping Ron, especially when Ron had the heart, had the major heart attack. Latanya was always there, and she kept me updated on what was going on with Ron. So we got to give Ms. Cook a shout out again. I love you too as well, Ms. Cook. You continue to do what you're doing.
Oh, most definitely. I'm still there.
That's what's up. I want to ask Latasha, you know, what were your thoughts behind the indictment of Melanie Pickens, considering, you know, all the hard work everybody has you put in to be able to make this happen, and finally seeing that aspect of everything happen after almost, well, it's been a year since Aaron Hatcher passed away, but ongoing. Yeah.
Close to the two-year mark now. The first remarks was, praise the Lord. I said that it was a lot of work. We were told you're up against the school system, a teacher, you'll never get this person indicted. This won't happen. They won't believe you. And all of those type of things. So we like to know. You can't tell us, especially with Ronnie, when he puts his mind to it, man. They had no. You have to keep up with him. He goes full force, unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
Had he not continued to do what he was, then, you know, that forced me to, like, okay, keep it moving also.
Right.
Truly, truly grateful and thankful for Paul Howard allowing us to even come in. And he saw, he felt Ron's story. I stood right across from him and saw his eyes. I'm sitting there. I'm watching everybody. So I see everybody's remarks and everybody's body language. And I see the tears and all of these type of things. And it was tears. There were tears of joy on my end. We still have another teacher to go. But that's just
right.
One down. Right. It's something they said we were not able to do.
Yeah, definitely. It's a beautiful thing. But as Gerald said at the beginning of the top of the show, this is just the beginning of justice. There's still a lot more to be done. I just hope that the whole, you know, the team in Atlanta just sticks with it, because there is definitely a lot more work to be done. Another teacher, but not just teachers. There's so many. So many other people besides those two teachers that should have been indicted. You know, right now it's just Melanie Pickens, but we already know the cover-ups. So, and it's unfortunate the way politics work, and Gerald, you can chime in on this if you want, but the way things work, especially in situations like this, they want to, if there's going to be an arrest, they'll arrest the one person that probably shouldn't be arrested. Not saying that the teacher shouldn't, but the teacher's documented information, and so the higher officials knew, the school resource officers knew, the school district knew, and so on and so forth. So that's why I say it's just amazing how they're wanting just to indict one teacher, even two, when there should be a whole slew of them being indicted.
Right. It's just a matter of time. Believe me, more people. I consider it's going to be in trouble. It's a lot of people involved, you know. So we're going to continue to stay focused, continue to put God first, continue to expose the corruption, continue to have the phone rally. You know, one thing, Ron and Ms. Cook, they're good on strategizing, and now we done came on board to use our expertise, continue to get the word out in the community that there's a lot going on, because that could be your child. You know, one thing about Ron and Ms. Cook, what really convinced me, it ain't all about Aaron Hatcher. You know, we're looking out for somebody else's child. You know, Aaron Hatcher has gone away. God has him. But, you know, this teacher that's still teaching can be doing this to somebody else, you know.
Exactly.
So that is our message. Hey, if we don't get hurt, this can be going on to somebody else. And that's what we're focusing on, you know. So it takes hard work, and like I said, I know for, I guess, the year that we've been involved, we've been in the trenches, and it's been hard work, but like Ms. Cook said, when we met with Paul Howard, you could see the spirit in that room, and his staff, they knew something. Hey, I must help this family, and that's what he did.
Right. Well, hopefully, you know, a lot more indictments will happen, and there will be, you know, justice across the board for Aaron Hatcher, and then after everything else that you're doing, you know, kudos to you and whoever, you know, calls upon you, Gerald Rose, for help. You know, I definitely know that they're, hopefully their prayers will be answered, and just from your track record, it definitely appears. So our time is definitely gone. It's dwindled. I don't know where it went, but it's gone. But I want to definitely give you the opportunity, Gerald, to say any last words, and then you as well, Latasha Cook.
Okay, well, basically, you can contact New Order if you have any issues, concerns. Please give us a call at area code 404-483-8284, or you can visit our website at www.nonhro.org. And we also want you to please listen to EOTM Radio, Ms. Carla Simpson in L.A., and also here in Atlanta, Ryan Anthony, EOTM Radio. You all are doing a wonderful job, and also your colleagues have to get me up elsewhere that's affiliated with you. I just want to thank them as well. I'm just so pleased. God is good, you know, and again, no one is going to save our children for us but us.
Right. What's up? Thanks so much for that, Jody Rose, and definitely until next time, we'll be back on air in January 2013. of every other Tuesday right here on EOTMRadio.com. And then for the new listeners, as I said at the top of the hour, before you exit our radio page, be sure to subscribe to receive alerts to all of our shows under the network. There's about 35 different radio programs under the EOTM Radio Network, so definitely stay connected for all of those. And I just had a hubba-hubba moment. I'm sorry. I'm in the office, and our TV screen is on for CSI, and what's his face, Shamar, whatever his name is, it was just like bear tested, almost freaked out. But Latasha, go ahead. Sorry about that, y'all. But Latasha, do you have any last words for us?
Did we lose her?
Okay. I know, I think she's still here. Latasha?
Oh, yeah, just pretty much what Gerald stated, just continue the awareness and just to listen to all of your shows. I appreciate you. And then to contact New Order if anything is needed. That's pretty much all I have to say. Just thanks. Just many thanks.
Yes, yes. Thanks so much, you guys. Make sure you guys are in the house tomorrow night at 5 p.m. For Let's Face Reality. They'll be on air from 5 to 7. And we'll end with this quote by Helen Keller. I think it's a great quote to end the show with. Until the great mass of the people shall be filled with the sense of responsibility for each other's welfare, social justice can never be attained. That was a quote by Helen Keller. Marinate on that, folks, and we'll check you tomorrow night at 5 p.m. right here on EOTMRadio.com. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow